You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Tennessee homeowner finds a running car in his driveway with two men sitting inside, while two more try to break in the homeowner's car. Shots are fired at the homeowner. He fires back. Three of the thieves speed off in the car, leaving Mario Mays behind. Thinking the homeowner is chasing him, Mays runs door to door begging for help. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, Mays begged neighbors to let him inside and could be heard yelling, "Y'all left me," into his cell phone while he ran around. The homeowner was struck in the ankle during the gunfire and had to be taken to the hospital for his injuries.
Police still looking for the other three friends, but Mays, 18, busted on burglary of a vehicle. Sergio Salaya takes a polygraph as part of his interview for a police assistant position with the El Mirage, Arizona PD. When asked about previous crimes, Salaya admits he has child pornography images on a flash drive. Cops search Salaya's home and find thousands of photos and videos.
Salaya originally tells cops that he still has sexual videos with his ex-girlfriend from when both of them were minors, then admits he frequents sites like Omegle and encourages minors to send videos and images of a sexual nature. The files found contained images of children between the ages of 5 and 15 years old.
Salaya, 25, not only out of the running for the job with police, he's charged with exploitation of minors. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The prosecutor in the first-degree murder case against an Arizona rancher accused of killing a Mexican man on his land last month alleged during a court hearing Wednesday that the rancher opened fire that day on a group of about 8 unarmed people outside his home. Kimberly Hunley, chief deputy attorney for Santa Cruz County in Nogales, Arizona, made the assertion the same day the court made public a filing she made Tuesday, asserting that rancher George Allen Kelly began shooting at the group out of nowhere on January 30th without issuing a warning or a request to leave. 73-year-old Kelly faces a first-degree murder charge in the death of one of the people, Gabriel Cuenbutamea, who lived just south of the border in Nogales, Mexico. U.S. federal court records show Cuenbutamea was convicted of illegal entry and deported back to Mexico several times, most recently in 2016. The person who killed 5 people at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs last year had half a dozen high-capacity magazines and tried to blame someone else for the shooting when police arrived at the scene. This, according to officer testimony, at the start of a 3-day evidentiary hearing. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Officer Connor Wallach testified that Anderson Lee Aldrich, who is non-binary and uses the pronouns they and them, tried to pin the shooting on a man who subdued them while also claiming the shooter was hiding. Officers didn't believe it and shortly afterward confirmed that 22-year-old Aldrich was the shooter. The Colorado Springs officer was the first witness called at a 3-day hearing in which prosecutors must lay out enough evidence to support their allegation that it was a hate crime when Aldrich opened fire at Club Q on the night of November 19th. An empty 60-round drum-style magazine was among the high-capacity magazines found at the scene.
A state law passed after the 2012 Aurora, Colorado theater shooting bans magazines that carry more than 15 rounds. A former suburban Chicago girls gymnastics coach has been sentenced to 96 years in prison for sexually assaulting a teenage gymnast about a decade ago. 72-year-old Jose Vilchis was sentenced Tuesday by a Will County judge after a jury convicted him last year of 8 counts of criminal sexual assault. The Will County State's Attorney's Office says Vilchis sexually assaulted a teenage girl in Shanahan in 2013 and 2014 when he was coach at I&M Gymnastics. He was charged in 2018. During his 4-day trial last June, jurors also heard evidence that Vilchis had engaged in sexual crimes against 3 other teenage girls going back as far as 1997. 2 of the girls gave statements at Vilchis' sentencing hearing, and one told the court Tuesday that she was repeatedly sexually assaulted by Vilchis in the 1990s while he was her gymnastics coach. The Supreme Court is weighing whether Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube can be sued over a 2017 Islamic State group attack on a Turkish nightclub based on the argument the platforms assisted in fueling the growth of the terrorist organization. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
What the justices decide to do in this case, and a related one it heard Tuesday, is important particularly because the companies have been shielded from liability on the internet, allowing them to grow into the giants they are today. On the first day of arguments, the justices suggested they had little appetite for a far-reaching ruling that would upend the internet. Wednesday's case about the nightclub attack in which 39 people died could provide an off-ramp for the justices if they want to limit the impact of what they do.
At the heart of the cases before the justices are two federal laws. The first protects tech companies from being sued over material put on their sites by users. The other allows Americans injured by a terrorist attack abroad to sue for money damages in federal court.
Amber Ratley and Jordan Didier share their North Carolina home with more than 60 pets. The smell of urine so strong, cops smell it from the street. Inside, officers find 55 cats and 9 dogs, all underweight and in need of medical attention. Both Ratley and Didier now facing 58 counts each of animal cruelty. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.